There's one for Dancing in the Snow. Leroy Anderson's famous sleigh ride is played here by Anton Schwartz, multiple Anton Schwartzes. At the end, there's the overdubbed his tenor sax several times. Art Hirahara was the pianist, John Watala bass, and Tim Bulkley on drums from Anton Schwartz's album Holiday Time. Hello, I'm Jim Wilkie. Welcome to Jazz Northwest, our regular Sunday afternoon survey of the regional jazz scene. You know, at this time of year, I always get asked for my top 10, and I don't know why 10, why not 15 or 8 or 6 or 33, but at any rate, I have a hard time coming up with 10 top Northwest releases in this last year, because it's been kind of a dearth of new recordings coming out, and even some sneak by me by being digital only. And if I don't get word of it, I don't have a physical thing to hold in my hand. But I want to talk about a couple of recordings that came our way from Vancouver that I think are really pretty exceptional in any year. And I'm going to play them back-to-back next. The first one is a big band playing the original compositions and arrangements of Daniel Herzog, who's a musician I haven't heard of before, but he's a trumpet player and quite a composer, judging from this recording of 7 original compositions for large jazz ensemble. The album is titled Night Devoid of Stars. It features several excellent soloists, including Noah Preminger, the tenor saxophonist. Tom Keenlyside is also on tenor. Brad Turner, trumpet. Frank Carlberg is the pianist. And this is the title tune from the recording, Night Devoid of Stars, Daniel Herzog Jazz Orchestra.
Thank you.
couple of recordings which came out this year from British Columbia. Fond of both of these new recordings. The one we just heard is Tom Keenly's Side Quartet from an album called Fortune Teller, which came out late this year. Tom Keenly's Side playing flute exclusively in this recording. Miles Black was the pianist, and they collaborated on a lot of the tunes as well, including that one, which is titled Closer Than Ever, which might sound like closer than ever, but it's really closer than never. I like that title. Tom Keenly's Side Quartet, with Miles Hill on bass, Bernie Arai drums, Tom Keenly's Side flute, and Miles Black piano. And the orchestral piece before that, big, big piece, and powerful writing and playing, really very well done, Daniel Herzog Jazz Orchestra from British Columbia. And that included, I think, maybe Tom Keenly's Side on tenor on that. There's two tenors here. Noah Preminger is the other one. It doesn't specify who soloed. But also, among other soloists in this recording, Brad Turner on trumpet and Frank Carlberg, the pianist. Some great players. Daniel Herzog Jazz Orchestra, and that was the title tune from the album Night Devoid of Stars. 88.5 KNKX connects you with the regional jazz scene every Sunday afternoon at this time on Jazz Northwest. I'm Jim Wilkie. We're reviewing some of our favorite recordings. I just didn't have a long list this year out of Northwest jazz recordings. There weren't many done because of the situations, but we do have a few really nice ones. This next group isn't really a Northwest group anymore, but we like to claim them because most of them went to area high schools in Seattle, Roosevelt, and Garfield. I'm speaking of the Westerlies, of course. They're now New York-based, and they formed this group after they were in New York, finding themselves there, going to various music schools, but sharing a lot of interests and background. And the music that they came up with, this two-trumpet, two-trombone brass quartet, is really unique in the annals of music. Yes, there's been brass quintets before, usually with a tuba in here as well. But this is unusual in that it's two trumpets and two trombones. They play all original music, music composed and arranged by members of the group. And sometimes it has a sort of folk-like quality, like a bit of Americana. Sometimes it feels like a classical brass quartet. Sometimes it feels like impressionistic kind of music. This piece is the lead-off tune. When I saw the title, Robert Henry, on this album which came out this year, Wherein Lies the Good by the Westerlies, I thought it was a folk song, Robert Henry. Okay. But the composer is Andrew Clausen. Andy Clausen is one of the two trombonists here. And he says it was written shortly after the birth of his first nephew. Robert Henry aims to capture the vibrant energy that a new member of the family contributes. With Riley Mulherkar and Chloe Rollins trumpets, Andy Clausen and Willem de Kock trombones, this is Robert Henry, played by the Westerlies. Thank you.
Day of the King, beloved the news, all hill and dale, and round hark to the bells, telling us all Jesus is King. Come one and all happily sing songs of goodwill, oh let them sing, ring silvery bells, sing joyous bells. Strong be the chime, sound with the night, Christmas is here, welcome the King. Hark to the bells, hark to the bells, telling us all Jesus is King.
I know. You're not supposed to play Christmas music after the 25th, but that's a piece we didn't get in earlier this year, and it's such a great version of one of my favorite carols, the Carol of the Bells, done by Karen Plato as a waltz, as a swinging waltz at that. Beautiful job. Karen Plato, the singer. Brad Turner's trumpet work in there. Lou Mastroianni was the Fender Rhodes player. Dave Robbins at the drums. Kerry Calloway on bass. Karen Plato and Carol of the Bells from her album Snowflake Season. Great album, by the way. The Westerlies heard before that. Formerly Seattle residents Riley Muhercar and Chloe Rollins, trumpets. Andy Klassen, trombone, and Willem de Kock, trombone. And that was Robert Henry, played by the Westerlies from their album which came out last year, Wherein Lies the Good. A lot of good lying in that one. 88.5 KNKX connects you with the regional jazz scene. Sunday afternoons here. I'm Jim Wilkie. This next one is music recorded in 1997 and only recently issued by Jay Thomas from a supply of archival material which is maintained by his dad, Marvin Thomas. This is Jay Thomas Quartet from a newly issued album recorded at the Seattle Art Museum as part of the Art of Jazz series. And this is with Jay Thomas on tenor sax, John Hansen at the piano, John Wiecand on drums, and Buddy Catlett featured on bass. And this is title tune from this album. This is an original piece composed by Jay Thomas, who's heard here on tenor. This is called Upside. Thank you.
Lately I've been running on faith. What else can I do? But my world will be right when love comes over you. Lately I've been talking in my sleep. I can't imagine what I'd have to say, except my world will be right when love comes back your way. I've always been one to take each and every day. Seems like by now I'd find a love who cares just for me. Then we'd go running on faith. All of our dreams would come true, and our world will be right when love comes over me and you.
Diane Schur in a soulful mood in her new album. That was the title tune, Running on Faith, with Diane Schur on piano and doing the vocal, Ernie Watts, the tenor saxophonist, Bruce Lott on bass, and Kendall Kay at the drums, Running on Faith. And before that, J. Thomas Quartet, newly issued but from 1997, recorded in performance at an Art of Jazz concert at the Seattle Art Museum, playing an original by J. Thomas called Upside, with Jay on tenor, John Hansen piano, John Weekend on drums, and Buddy Catlett on bass. 88.5 KNKX, connecting you with the regional jazz scene every Sunday afternoon at this time. From Portland, here comes the Randy Porter Trio, with Randy at the piano, John Watala on bass, Todd Strait on drums, from an album he did called Porter Plays Porter. This is one of Cole Porter's tunes called I Love You.
Thank you. Thank you.
Wrapping up our Jazz Northwest today and continuing in a waltzing mood as we were earlier, that was a nice winter waltz that was composed by Dave Peterson, who was the guitarist in that recording. Hans Teuber was heard on alto sax, Jeff Johnson on bass, and John Bishop on drums from the album Winter, an Origin Records holiday collection. I think that was the first of the holiday series Origin Records put out. Randy Porter plays Cole Porter, the preceding selection. That was Cole Porter's tune, I Love You, played by Randy Porter on piano, John Watala on bass, Todd Strait on drums. And that's it for today. I'm Jim Wilkie. Hope you've enjoyed our music, featuring regional music every Sunday afternoon at this time. And you can hear this program anytime on our podcast, available at jazznw.org. Or ask your smart speaker to play Jazz Northwest. You're listening to KNKX 88.5 Tacoma, Seattle, KPLI 90.1 Olympia, KVIX 89.3 Port Angeles, Victoria, KPLK 88.9 Cedar Woolley, and streaming all jazz worldwide at jazz24.org. Jazz, blues, and NPR News 88.5 FM.